totally averse to focusing their seeing on the tumbler. They argued that they needed to understand the force of the emanations at large in its aspect of life-giver and enhancer of awareness. They realized that it is infinitely easier to destroy something, Don Juan went on, than it is to build it and maintain it. To roll life away is nothing compared to giving it and nourishing it. Of course, the new seers were wrong on this count, but in due course, they corrected their mistake. How are they wrong, Don Juan? It's an error to isolate anything for seeing. At the beginning, the new seers did exactly the opposite from what their predecessors did. They focused with equal attention on the other side of the tumbler. What happened to them was as terrible, if not worse, than what happened to the old seers. They died stupid deaths, just as the average man does. They didn't have the mystery or the malignancy of the ancient seers, nor had they the quest for freedom of the seers of today. Those first new seers served everybody. Because they were focusing their seeing on the life-giving side of the emanations, they were filled with love and kindness. But that didn't keep them from being tumbled. They were vulnerable, just as were the old seers who were filled with morbidity. He said that for the modern-day new seers, to be left stranded after a life of discipline and toil, just like men who have never had a purposeful moment in their lives, was intolerable. Don Juan said that these new seers realized, after they had readopted their tradition, that the old seers' knowledge of the rolling force had been complete. At one point, the old seers had concluded that there were, in effect, two different aspects of the same force. The tumbling aspect relates exclusively to destruction and death. The circular aspect, on the other hand, is what maintains life and awareness, fulfillment and purpose. They had chosen, however, to deal exclusively with the tumbling aspect. Gazing in teams, the new seers were able to see the separation between the tumbling and the circular aspects, he explained. They saw that both forces are fused but are not the same. The circular force comes to us just before the tumbling force. They are so close to each other that they seem the same. The reason it's called the circular force is that it comes in rings, thread-like hoops of iridescence, a very delicate affair indeed. And just like the tumbling force, it strikes all living beings ceaselessly, but for a different purpose. It strikes them to give them strength, direction, awareness, to give them life. What the new seers discovered is that the balance of the two forces in every living being is a very delicate one, he continued. If at any given time an individual feels that the tumbling force strikes harder than the circular one, that means the balance is upset. The tumbling force strikes harder and harder from then on until it cracks the living being's gap and makes it die. He added that out of what I had called balls of fire comes an iridescent hoop exactly the size of living beings, whether men, trees, microbes, or allies. Are there different sized circles? I asked. Don't take me so literally, he protested. There are no circles to speak of, just a circular force that gives seers who are dreaming it the feeling of rings. And there are no different sizes either. It's one indivisible force that fits all living beings, organic and inorganic. Why did the old seers focus on the tumbling aspect? I asked. Because they believed that their lives depended on seeing it, he replied. They were sure that their seeing was going to give them answers to age-old questions. You see, they figured that if they unraveled the secrets of the rolling force, they would be invulnerable and immortal. The sad part is that in one way or another, they did unravel the secrets, and yet they were neither invulnerable nor immortal. The new seers changed it all by realizing that there is no way to aspire to immortality as long as man has a cocoon. Don Juan explained that the old seers apparently never realized that the human cocoon is a receptacle and cannot sustain the onslaught of the rolling force forever. In spite of all the knowledge that they had accumulated, they were in the end certainly no better and perhaps much worse off than the average man. In what way were they left worse off than the average man? I asked. Their tremendous knowledge forced them to take it for granted that their choices were infallible, he said. So they chose to live at any cost. Don Juan looked at me and smiled. With his theatrical pause, he was telling me something I could not fathom. They chose to live, he repeated. Just as they chose to become trees in order to assemble worlds with those nearly unreachable great bands. What do you mean by that, Don Juan? I mean that they used the rolling force to shift their assemblage points to unimaginable, dreaming positions, instead of letting it roll them to the beak of the eagle to be devoured. Chapter 15. The Death Defiers. I arrived at Genaro's house around 2 p.m. Don Juan and I became involved in conversation, and then Don Juan made me shift into heightened awareness. Here we are again, the three of us, just as we were the day we went to that flat rock, Don Juan said. And tonight, we're going to make another trip to that area. You have enough knowledge now to draw very serious conclusions about that place and its effects on awareness.
What is it with that place, Don Juan?
Tonight, you're going to find out some gruesome facts that the old seers collected about the rolling force, and you're going to see what I meant when I told you that the old seers chose to live at any cost.
Don Juan turned to Genaro, who was about to fall asleep. He nudged him.
Wouldn't you say, Genaro, that the old seers were dreadful men? Don Juan asked.
Absolutely, Genaro said in a crisp tone, and then seemed to succumb to fatigue. He began to nod noticeably. In an instant, he was sound asleep, his head resting on his chest with his chin.